Intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. The same verse is quoted by Krishna Raj, Krishna consciousness, enter into transcendental bliss. All respects, therefore, he appears before either personality or self, simply one in one of the members, Lord Krishna. Churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Vedas. Thus, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest activity. Srila Sarvabhauma Acharya, famous transcendental loving servant, Mahaprabhu has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind, he is distributing love of God, of Krishna. More and more to his majesty, as humming bees the is a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body is smeared with a pulp of sandalwood. It seems like Shama Santo Nishta Santi Parayanaha. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order and is equal, poised, and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonal non-devotee. That means the Bhaktivedanta Swami purport. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text 32, with the purport by
predict the
said, well, I may not be Kalki, but I'm still Narayan. Then they asked the dad, well, what do you say, but I'm Bhagavan. So here we get the blessings cheap. If you want a Maha blessing from him, you gotta pay 5 lakhs of rupees. Then they'll give you a drink that will make you go mad for 3 days. Special blessing to what that drink is. Substance in that to the American customs. So these kind of people are doing that.
He put his foot on the head
He looked up and he saw the effulgent form of Lord Chaitanya. Then he started jumping. He's here! I brought him! I brought him! He's here! He's here! It's him! He's here! So then Lord Chaitanya said, you brought me. You brought me all the way from the spiritual world. Now why did you bring me here? You have to ask for me a boon. A vara. One of the Lord's name is Varada. He gives boons. If he appears to you, he prays, please appear to me. If he appears to you, then he's going to ask you, what do you want? Just like he did for Kolavetra Sridhar and so many different people on Vrikrama. So he asked, what do you want? Why did you bring me? Then I'd like you to ask for two things. He says, one, I want that by your mercy, even the most fallen souls, the souls who normally don't have a chance to get back to Godhead, to deliver love for God, love of Krishna, that they will get your mercy. The Lord said, Tathasta, so be it. Go Ranga! Go Ranga! Go Ranga! Does that mean there's hope for us? Someone came to me last night and said, I'm very fallen. So I'm feeling very depressed. I have no hope. I said, what do you mean? If someone is feeling, I'm very advanced, I'm very Krishna conscious, is that the way we're supposed to feel? All the great devotees are all feeling they're very fallen, they're very insignificant. The Lord says He's there to deliver the most fallen. So if you feel very fallen, who is the Lord going to deliver first? The person who thinks he's weak and needs the Lord? Or someone who's puffed up and thinks that I don't need the Lord's mercy. I'm already ready at that. Then that devotee felt a little better. Okay. So then I'm going to ask for a second boon. It's those people who think, who are very proud, they should not get your mercy. Proud of their birth, proud of their intelligence, proud of something. If they don't think they need that, they somehow got already mercy, deserve it. Because of being very great, they're disqualified. It means we have to be humble. Try to be humble. Because if we're proud, we won't get the mercy. Then I'm going to offer the arti to Lord Chaitanya. And here's only a fashion talk on the curriculum. I'm going to give all this detail. keep me humble, right? coming from other planets, but when we won't know anyway. Some people have come from previous lives being devotees, so we have this very big task to glorify and establish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position. Prabhupada said the reason why he was upset that they didn't let the Western Hare Krishna devotees into the Jagannath Puri temple is because 500 years ago when Lord Chaitanya was there, he was playing a part of the devotee. So that he didn't let some of his Muslim devotees and others say, okay, that makes sense. But now, most of the people in Jagannath Puri do accept the avatar. So if they accept that he's an avatar, then he predicted that Prithivite Ache, Jato Nagaradigram, Sarvatra Pacharite, Hoyven Mornam, that in every town and village in the whole world, my holy name will be sung. Then when those devotees come to Jagannath Puri, fulfilling his prediction, they should be accepted. That was his point. It was offensive to Lord Chaitanya. It was diminishing him. So, we have our Indian RGB, our regional governing body, has made a committee to work on opening the temple. How long that will take, but there's like, we're going to have a working strategy. They asked, there's written an inquiry, well, how is it you go in all the other temples? Well, so because in other temples you sign up, like in Tirupati, on the top they have the kind of information to leave the so you sign them. They have other temples, or they just accept it, that this time is the bona fide. Sampradaya, and they let us in. The Sri Vaishnava temples generally were allowed in. So, we have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of acceptance. When we took our safari to South India, we went to the Sri Rangam temple, and there we chanted Hare Krishna for the Acharya of the Sri Rangam temple, one of the 64 temples of Ramanuja, that's maybe one of the most important that he has. Then he said, you are all representatives of Mandal, an incarnation of Lakshmi who chanted the holy name. He said everyone should go with kartals and drums in the street and chant the name of Krishna. He said that you're all incarnations or representatives of Mandal. When we had the Tirupati temple opening, because Acharya was going to come for one day just to bless it, but he stayed for all the 7 days. When he saw some of the Gurukuli devotees leading kirtan, everybody chanting and dancing and all wearing tilak, then he made a declaration that you are doing what we should be doing. This is what Ramanuja Acharya did, is he made people devotees. We have become expert in all the rituals, but we're not making new devotees. But you are making the new devotees. Then Varanath Swami told me that he did a program in Sri Ranga, and they heard that the Acharya had made publicly over television, said that I want to be a member of ISKCON. That they're doing what Ramanuja Acharya told us to do. So gradually we're having some impact, but we still have a lot of work to do. So that's probably maybe our Indian focus, but all over the world to establish that Lord Chaitanya the Supreme Lord that came down as a devotee to give us love for Godhead. And we're here celebrating that. That's a very big thing. People are coming from all over the world to celebrate Gaur Purnima. Some of the media is coming out here taking pictures, maybe more publicity on it. But it's having also impact, at least here in India, where it's getting more coverage, that the people from all over the world accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, he's look at our own chapter and see what it says. So, it has a, this festival has many important features to it. Preaching. One time, I remember there was a Ramesh.
Organizers said, God sisters.
You want to get the other cake, you got to find the punk is hungry. Hey, don't push.
Make it light, Baba. Just.
Yeah.